Hi there. The word for today is walk in the light. In 1 John 1 verse 7, we read, if we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Twice in Scripture, God actually spoke into our darkness. In Genesis chapter 1, he said, let there be lights. And in John chapter 3, Jesus declared, light has come into the world. To walk with God, you must reject the ways of darkness and walk in the light. Think about it. Fungus grows best in the dark, doesn't it? But when you turn on the light, it withers and dies. And that's more than a metaphor. It's a spiritual fact of life. Jesus said in John 3:19 that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. As Esther Nicholson says, secrets keep us sick. They keep us in shame and uncertainty. Secrecy is the ideal environment for sin to grow until ultimately you're taken captive by thoughts, deeds, and habits. And staying in darkness intensifies your cycle of secrecy and slavery to sin. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, said John, we lie and do not live by the truth. So, what's the answer? Well, once you step into the light, everything changes. So confess your secret sins to God and, if necessary, to a trusted friend or counselor who can help pray with you. Then, through God's strength, reclaim your power to overcome sin and live victoriously. Once you've turned on the light, the fungus begins to wither. Its grip loosens and freedom dawns. Listen. Each time sin comes knocking on your door, do this. Bring it into the light immediately. When you do, cleansing and fellowship with God will be yours. That's why the Bible says if we walk in the light, we have fellowship, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. And that is the word for you today.